Thomas.
Brandela, he's not on yet.
Yeah, I figured that. Was there a class last night?
Yeah. Okay. No, it wasn't. It wasn't because I was the only one that came on. So there,
yeah, and
he didn't do one.
I was the only one that came on at 6:30, so he didn't have Deeper Zohar too.
Yeah.
And by the way, the fireworks at Mount Rushmore, that's not supposed to start 2020. That wasn't even for this year.
Oh, goodness. Well, I looked and looked on, I only get two channels, and I looked on the two channels that I got, and they had regular, you know, regular whatever viewing. And so I wondered if it had been on
YouTube. And couldn't, you know, and that's when it came up saying they were going to resume fireworks on the year 2020.
Oh, okay. That I guess that's good. We had some nice fireworks last night. You know, they do them across on the island. Well, since I'm so close to that, you know, and they go so far up that I can have perfect viewing. And then our neighbors decided that they would shoot some, you know, those Roman candles up. So they were shooting them and they would explode, and then the neighbors would shoot them and they would explode. And it was back and forth. It was really pretty. It was pretty.
Good morning.
Good morning. Bat Shalom.
We will begin with a Shem Yehud. We are studying Psalm 68, starting with verse 20. That section for the next few verses is still dealing with the entry of the children of Israel into the land of Israel. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, La'ihino Amadonai Elohino Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kanunei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kanunehu. Verse 20, starting with the Hebrew. This is Psalm 68. Baruch Adonai Yom Yom Ya'amas Lanu Ha'el Yeshuatenu Selah. Blessed is Adonai, who loads us with goodness and blessing each and every day. Selah. There are nine words. Let's count the letters to see which of the Sephirot it is connected to, Chachma or Yesod. 34 letters, which connects to the Hebrew word in the reverse order. It's Dalet Lamed, not Lamed Dalet. And Dalet Lamed, it stands for the Hebrew word Dalet, which has a connection to black, to poorness. And that would indicate that it's connected to Yesod, but that is separated from Malchut. Thus the Shalom. And we always need to remember, there is always a connection between Yesod and Malchut, but there can also be a break in that connection, even though it's always connected on the literal level, we perceive it as a break. Verse 21. Ha'elanu Vele Hashem Adonai Lamavet Totsaot. El, the mighty loving God, is the power of our salvation. For Hashem, and we're supposed to say it as Elohim, Adonai, the one who proves his mercy, even as he metes out justice, there are manifold remedies even for death. We have a footnote number 94, which is at the bottom of the page. Here the name Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei appears in conjunction with the name Adanut or Adonai. Whenever this occurs, the Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei receives the vowels of the name Elohim and is read as such. This phenomena occurs 298 times altogether in the Tanakh, four times in the Torah, and 294 times in the remainder of the Nath. Again, this represents the fact that mercy and justice are one in their source. When we realize this, we understand that Hashem, the one who is behind all the events of our lives, is bidding us to see even the difficulties we encounter as challenges that are being sent to us to grow. And what Rabbi Sutton did not add, but I will, it's being sent to us to grow. And ultimately, growth represents goodness. Verse 22. Ach Elohim Yimchatz Rosh Oyavav God Kod Seyar Mitalech Bashamav. Elohim alone will cleave the head of those who oppose him. The hairy scalp of he who walks about untroubled by his sins. There are nine words in this verse, pasuk as well. and 37 letters, which connects to the concealed aspect of Bina. And thus, it's telling us that this verse is connecting to Hachma through the number 9. But it's interesting, the word cleave normally we cleave to Hashem, and here the verse is saying if someone isn't aware of his sins, which is why he would be untroubled by them, and he's not working on himself, Hashem is going to cleave his head. It's not cleaving the whole person. And this reminds me of the Midrash regarding Esav. At the time of Jacob's burial, the children of Esav and his children arrived and disputed the ownership of the cave of Machpelah with Joseph and the 12 sons. And there was a dispute that turned violent. And in that violence, the head of Esav was severed from his body, and it rolled into the cave. And there is a smaller cave off of, as part of the four caves that make up the cave of Machpelah. The smaller cave is known as the head of Esav. And this is being expressed in this verse by King David, in my opinion. Verse 23. Amar Adonai mi bashan ashiv ashiv mim tzulot yam. Adonai has promised, I will bring you back from Bashan. I will bring you back from the shadowy depths of the sea. I'm sure you all noticed the word ashiv was duplicated. Normally in Hebrew, duplicating a word is a form of emphasis. Ashiv, I believe, is being translated here as the word back, coming back from. But if you take the parse the word into Aleph Shin Aish and Yud Bet Gematria 12, it's referring to the passion or the fire of the 12. Verse 24. Leman timchats raglecha badam lishon kalavecha meovin minehu. So that your foot can wade through the blood of your enemies, and the tongues of your dogs will have their portion from them. it does seem to be a very bloodthirsty verse. It's not a pretty picture, unless you're the dog who's hungry. There are eight words connecting to Bina. And 34 letters we've discussed earlier today connects to the word Dal that has a connection to lack. And now we are transitioning in the reading of the verses of the psalm. We're transitioning to describing or discussing what happens at the Yam Suf, the Sea of Limitations, the Red Sea, the Sea of Reeds, all the different translations that people struggle with because they don't want to accept the concept that there can be a sea of end. And that if you're uncomfortable with that consciousness, you struggle and you're forced to start to teach, God forbid, that the metaphorical aspects of the Torah, the words of the Torah, should not be looked into. They should only be read everything literally. And the difficulty reading everything literally is the word sof or suf doesn't mean read. It doesn't mean read. So where do these things come from? Well, they come from languages outside of Hebrew. They come from languages outside of Aramaic. But it's all based on someone not wanting to go to the metaphorical concepts and therefore teaching that you translate literally, but they have to struggle with that issue. Verse 25. Rahu halikotecha Elohim halikot Eli Malki Vakodesh. When Israel crossed the sea, they saw your ways, Elohim, the ways of Eli, my God, my King in holiness. Seven words connecting to the unity of Zeranpin with Malchut. Three connecting to the concept of the Sefirot labeled Chod Shebachod, which is ultimately the manifestation of the Torah at the spiritual level. It represents the Torah in the world that is coming. That's my opinion. Verse 26. Ki busharim ahar nomim betoch alamot tofefot. The singers went ahead and the players followed after, encircled by young maidens tapping tambourines. 7 words representing the unity of the male and the female. Verse 27, we transition now to the future, to the rebuilding of the temple, to the days of Mashiach. B'machelot baruch hu Elohim Adonai mimkor Yisrael. So too in the future temple, Israel will bless Elohim in full assemblies. We will bless Adonai, Israel's source from the beginning. Six words representing Zeranpin, separated from Malchut. And if this section is, metaphorically speaking, talking about the future of the temple, the rebuilding and so forth, it is starting out with the separation between Malchut and Zeranpin. Verse 28. Sham Binyamin Tzair Rodem Sare Yehuda Rigmatam Sare Zulun Sare Naphtali. There in the midst of his brethren, even Benjamin, the youngest, will overcome those who wish to oppress them. The princes of Yehuda will overcome the thrust of their stones, together with the princes of Zebulun and the princes of Naphtali. These three tribes, and with the inclusion of Benjamin in this verse, is speaking of the three tribes that marched in the south in the description of Bamidbar in marching in the desert. These three tribes were together. Now, Benjamin's being added because we know that when the temple was built, it was built on an extension of the tribe of Benjamin that extended into like a peninsula in the tribe of Yehuda, or taken away from the tribe of Yehuda. So he was included in that context of, if a peninsula is surrounded by the sea, the peninsula is included in the sea. It's separate but included. And this is the idea of the tribe of Benjamin. And as we found out later in history, Benjamin was reduced to a very difficult situation because of a conflict that became violent between the 11 tribes and Benjamin. Verse 29. Tziwa Elohecha Uzecha Uzza Elohim Zupal Ta Lanu. Israel, Elohecha has commanded your invincible strength. Elohim, you alone are our strength, and this is what you have wrought for us. These eight words connect to the Sefirah Bina, the world that is coming. Twenty-nine letters, as we've spoken repeatedly, and there is a repetition of the number 29. It refers to the energy of the month of Av. It refers to the energy of Hakba, represented by the Partsuf of Av, of Father, of Abba. Pasuk 29. I'm sorry. Pasuk 30. Mehe kalecha al Yerushalam lecha yovilu melachim shai. From your temple which overlooks Jerusalem, where kings will bring you gifts of tribute. Six words. The temple stands on its own. The temple is a tool that we appreciate today, that we've lost it, that we need to regain it. We need to rebuild it. Please note the word Jerusalem is missing the yud, which indicates that it is not complete without the temple. Verse 31. Adata birim piegle yamim. Meet Rapes, Barace, Kasef, Bizar, Yami, Amim, Peravo, Yayef, Patsu. Rebuke the beast, the cunning nation that slinks among the reeds. Rebuke the alliance of bullish powers, followed by their calf peoples, cowering in the mud for pieces of silver, which have ever divided peoples asunder in their desire for battle. Fourteen words, which connects to the King David, his name, and it connects to the manifestation, meaning the Sefirah of Malchut. Fifty-five letters. The number 55 has other words, which with that same gematria, and one of those words is the land. That same word can be interpreted as going in the direction of the atom. Now, what does the atom represent? It represents mankind. Another word with the gematria 55 is Hayam, meaning the sea. And the sea is a code word for the Torah. Bagan has a gematria 55, which is the in the garden or in a garden. La'achiv is a word with gematria 55 that means towards the brother. Well, excuse me, towards the brothers in the plural. These are just a few of the words. There are many others. Verse 32. Ye'etav hashmanim mini Mitzrayim kush tariz yadav lelohim. Oh, how we yearn for the future when nobles will come forth from Egypt. And Ethiopia will hasten to stretch his hands out to Elohim. If we bring this forward to modern times, and we're seeing some anger being expressed by the people who have immigrated to Israel from Ethiopia. But this verse is expressing that the early nation will be the Ethiopians. And that's not to imply that the Ethiopians have not converted. There was a general acceptance and conversion process for all of the Ethiopians who were airlifted into Israel. Verse 33. Mamlechot haret shiru lelohim zamru Adonai selah. Kingdoms of the earth, sing to Elohim, chant praises to Adonai forever. Selah. Seven words connecting to the unity of Aram, Pin, and Malchut, which is appropriate based on the simple meaning of this verse. Verse 34. La roke bishme shme kedem chen yiten. Vekolo kolos. English translation. Sing to the one who rides in the highest primordial heavens. Behold, he gives forth his voice. His voice is invincible. Verse 35. Tenu oz lelohim al Yisrael ga'awato huyazo bashkakim. Give strength to Elohim, whose pride rests upon Israel, and whose strength resides in the heights. We have a footnote, which is at the bottom of this page 64, number 95. Or, but to arouse his mercies, Hashem requires that we give strength to Elohim. The Shekhinah, the specific mode of divine providence, whose pride rests upon Israel, and by virtue of our service, whose strength resides in the heights. This is an alternative translation. Verse 36. No ra Elohim mi mikashecha El Yisrael hu notein ozwa vechtatzumot la'am baruch Elohim. O Elohim, your awesomeness is revealed through those who sanctify you. O God of Israel, although you make the revelation of your power dependent on Israel's service, it is you alone who give strength and power to the people. Elohim is intrinsically blessed. And I would translate that last part as Elohim is blessing us, or Elohim blesses. The reason Rabbi Sutton didn't want to go to that translation, because so many people do not understand the attribute of judgment, which is represented by the name Elohim. I'm now going to read the 36 verses in the Hebrew sequentially. Salam Natseach LeDavid Mizmor Shir Yakum Elohim Yafutu Oyevav Yanusu Mishana Yivipanav Kehindof Asham Kehindof Kehimes Donad Mifne Eshiovadu Rishayim Mifne Elohim Utsadikim Yismahu Yaltu Lifne Elohim Yasisu Vesimcha Shiru Elohim Zamru Shimo Solau Solu La Rokev Piadavot Baya Shimo Ilzu Lifanav Avi Yatomim Wadayan Almanot Elohim Bimon Kacho Elohim Mashiv Hidim Baita Motsio Asirim Beko Sharot Ach Sorim Shachnu Tehita Elohim b'tzeitcha lifnei amecha b'tzadcha b'shimun b'shimon sela Eretz rasha af shamayim natlpu mifnei Elohim zesinai mifnei Elohim Elohei Yisrael, Geshem Nedavot Tanif, Elohim Lacha Benila Ata Konenanta Kayacha Yashvuva Takin Betovacha Leani Elohim Adonai Ten Omer Hamvasrot Tavarav Malkei Tzevaot Yidoducha Yidodun Unvat Bayit Techalek Shalal Im Tishkevun Bein Shufatayim Kanfei Yonah Na nechpa ba kesef b'evrotecha b'irach rach charutz b'fares shaddai malachim bat yashleg b'tzalmon har Elohim Har Bashan, Har Gav Nunim, Har Bashan. Lama Teratzdun, Harim Gav Nunim, Har Chamad Elohim Lishivto, Ach Hashem, Yishkon Lanetzach. Rekev Elohim Raya Ribotayim Alfei Shainan Adonai Bam Sinai Bakodesh Alital Marom Shaviti Shavita Shevi Lakachta Matanot Badam Ve'achsorerim Lishbon Yah Elohim Baruch Adonai Yom Yom Yamas Lanu Ha'el Yeshuatenu Sela Ha'elanu el moshaot v'le Hashem Adonai lamavet Totzaot Ach Elohim yimchat Rosh ayov oyovav Kad kod seyar Mitchalech ba'ashamav Amar Adonai Mibashan Ashiv Ashiv Bimim Tzulot Yam Leman Tatim Chatz Rag Lecha Bedam Lashon Kelavecha Meovim Minehu Ra'u Halikotecha Elohim halikot eli malkei bakodesh. Kitbu sharim achar nognim betoch alamot tofefot. B'machalot barku Elohim. Adonai Mimkor Yisrael Sham Binyamin Tzair Rodem Sharei HaYehuda Riga Rigmatam Sarei Zivulum Sarei Naphtali Tziva Elohecha Uzecha, Uza Elohim Zoo. Mecheta lecha al Yerushalam lecha yovilu melachim shi ge'ar chayat kane adat babirim ve'egle yamim mitrapes ve'ratzei kasef. Bizaramin karavot yach patu ye'ahav ye'atav hashmanim nini mitzrayim kush taritz yadav le'elohim mamlechot haret shiru Le'elohim zamru Adonai Selah. La'roke bishmei shemei kedem hein yitain b'kolo kolos tanu oz le'elohim Al Yisrael Gawato we auzo bishchakim. Nora Elohim mimikdashecha. El Yisrael who notain oz v'ta'atzumot. Lam Baruch Elohim. It's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? And while you're unmuting yourself, I will mention our classes. Tomorrow night, Motzi Shabbat, we will have a Zohar class on the Parasha of Hukat. And on Sunday morning at 10:30, we will have a class on preparing for the negative 3-week period. And at 6 o'clock, we will have a class on advanced reincarnation. Are there any questions? If not, have a beautiful Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Gadol, Shalom Gadol. Enjoy. Shalom Gadol. Enjoy it all. It is a beautiful Shabbat. It's an opportunity to control earthquakes, which is why there was an earthquake with very little damage, if any at all, in California. You see the connections to the energies of the week. Shalom Gadol.
Amen. 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 Thank you.
Thank you.